A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time to unleash the sports geeks, Elliot Dank and Brian Fernandez, on this conversation. It's about digital transformation. Wait, what? Sports? Digital transformation? Please. Sports started digital transformation.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that the Singapore government has been trying to get small and medium-sized enterprises to embrace. But you know, technology improvements are something where, you know, we've got to look at precedents and see, okay, what industries have really sort of embraced it. And strangely enough, sports has been in the forefront of embracing that change. And that's something that a lot of businesses can take a lead from.
Yeah, you think basketball, baseball, football, even
and then
tennis,
NFL.
They have all embraced modern technologies to achieve their business goals. Just go watch the movie Moneyball and you'll understand a lot better. Well, this morning we've got a very interesting guest. You might have caught his award-winning in-flight TV series, Bunting's Window, on your airplane rides. It's had a run for about 20 years and it's on 11 airlines globally. He's also a celebrity technology presenter with appearances on the Discovery Channel, CNBC, as well as Fox. We say good morning to Mark Bunting, Chief Marketing Officer for Rackspace. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right, let's talk digital transformation. Singapore government has been trying to do that with their SMEs. You love to explain things. Could you define all of this? What does digital transformation mean to you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I love that you open with sports, because sports, I think, it's a wonderful analogy that we can all kind of get our hands around when we start talking about the impact of transformation. The unfortunate news is when you try to define digital transformation, it literally is unique to each and every organization that is going through one.
Okay.
There's truly not a one-size-fits-all. And so to try to understand and get your hands around the opportunities around a digital transformation takes a lot of assessment and insights into what those ultimate objectives are. And for most organizations, they fall in a handful of buckets. Many times it's about cost reduction. People are trying to save money. Yeah. But more times than not today, it's about creating a compelling business advantage by leveraging technology, much like your government's acknowledged this week with the new budget investments around transformation, about how do we do more with less? How are we smarter by the use of tools? And so really, it's about accelerating that pathway today to the cloud with a lot of your business applications and technologies, but really to really encourage greater business outcomes.
But Mark, also one of the key things which you alluded to as well is the fact that transformation is not just cost-driven, but also revenue-driven. So looking at transforming the organization to embrace new revenue streams and business models.
Yes. In fact, if you want to stay with sports, I'll use American baseball, or we could use it in soccer, or really any other industry, sports. When you look at the deployment of technology, to your point, sometimes it is about saving on the cost side, but more times than not, it's about accelerating a business forward. It's more offense than defense. And so when you take sports, for example, they're leveraging technology now to maximize their dollar per ticket on their ticket inventory, to use digital tools to make sure that they're extracting as much dollars as possible.
So that's our revenue management.
Precisely. Like we saw this happen with airlines and with hotels, right? With digital market platforms. So they're trying to extract more revenue. The customer experience is exceedingly important, because at the end of the day, sports businesses are in the business of entertainment. And so to the degree that we have a good experience, they're trying to use that data to extract more dollars out of us in the way of affinity programs, buying merchandise, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What I find fascinating, and I think all of us who love sports like to latch on to, is they're using big data and science to do analytics on player performance so that they can better predict who's going to be the next superstar. Yeah. And that return on investment in the human capital that's out playing on the field is sort of a fascinating new area where you see AI and you see big data driving decisions on who to draft and how much to pay them, which is pretty fascinating.
Because you improve the team with the better players, you improve your revenue in terms of sponsorship. But Mark, any chance you could overlap this whole use of AI, analytics and data onto the customer experience? How do I leverage my customer there if I'm a big sports brand owner?
Right. Just a couple of examples. So to the degree that I have insights and intelligence on your preferences as a customer, right? Mm-hmm. I may have a data source source that tells me what kind of foods you like to buy when you're at sporting events. I may have detail on the type of merchandise that you might buy. And so when new players come into the team, I might send solicitations to you that have been curated. And to you, they're contextually relevant because you love that team. Yeah. So to send you offers that I know will appeal to you enhances your experience with the team and also creates revenue opportunities for us as a sports franchise.
You know, Mark, and talking about that, let's take a specific example of Formula One. Now, Formula One now has American owners, and it literally was run by a dictator, Bernie Eccleston. I hate to use the word on air, but literally, he made all the decisions. It was gut feel. It was instinct. It was not data-driven at all. So fast forward 2018, Americans took over. They're undergoing now a digital transformation in terms of the marketing of Formula One. Could you give us some insights of perhaps some of the areas which they are touching on and in order to address really declining viewership in Formula One?
Yeah, I think the aspirations, and I'm not deep on Formula One, is to expand that audience appeal. And as you know, there's been some discussions around capping the amount of investment per team, I think, to try to make it more of a common sport. But as it relates to technology, it's interesting you call out the American team because the Haas program, which is a NASCAR family out of North Carolina, Gene Haas and that team have just done incredible things by leveraging technology. And all of the teams in Formula One are having to use this technology, not just in the pit itself so that they can enhance performance because they deal in fractions of seconds are the difference between winning and losing. But they're also trying to design and they do performance analytics all in real time. And you're going to start to see them use things like smart glasses where they have data feeds in their line of sight so their hands are free to be working on cars. I mean, Formula One has really been early adopters of a lot of this tech. And so you're going to see a lot of interesting things coming out of that sport very soon.
We're speaking with Mark Bunting, Chief Marketing Officer at Rackspace. This morning we asked the question, what professional sports can teach us about digital transformation? You talk about smart glasses, Mark, and it was highlighted to me by a basketball fan that you could stream a basketball game, and there's so many ways to view a basketball game, for example. You could watch it as a whole, or you could just follow one specific player. Mm-hmm. How well received is that?
It's been doing very well. So they began to stream the basketball NBA games on Facebook. And what we're finding is that people like these smaller, digestible chunks of information. They don't necessarily want to watch the whole game front to back.
And Mark, that's also a function of age, isn't it? Because people in our generation probably are used to watching the whole game. The younger audiences have shorter attention spans. So marketing is evolving and technology. Is that really the driver?
Absolutely. Spot on. I think we're seeing generation. By the way, you're very kind to include me in your generation because I think I have a few years on you. But thank you. I'll take it. But to your point, absolutely. The viewing and consumption habits of newer generations is just decidedly different. They're first generation digitalis. They just consume differently. And so sports and any other business has to be sensitive to how they want to consume. And that's part of that user experience. We talked about how digital transformation, it's really an imperative that we leverage that.
Mark, I'm not sure if you might have any insight on my next question, but do your best. With regard to the recent data hacks and recent, concerns over data breaches, and then you have sports already leading the way in terms of digital transformation, how are sports consumers, are they concerned by this, or is the game in terms of getting more reach digitally still growing strong?
Yeah. No, the reach is still growing strong. I think the red flags over some of the breaches are cause for concerns for all of us. The reality is, and this is one of the tenets of us at Rackspace, I mean, our mission is really to look holistically at digital transformation. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at security, we look at it in the context of data, applications, security, infrastructure, all of those tool sets that go into creating an experience. And so it's really having the right perspective on balance and making sure that you're integrating those tools correctly. But I don't think the rules are different for sports than they are for healthcare and privacy, or they are for more e-commerce. I think just collectively we have to sort of approach these transformation experiences with expertise, and again, waving the flag for Rackspace, it's what we do as the world's greatest services company. We're there to help people forward that transformation.
So if I'm in an economy that's outside of sports, what can I learn from the sports economy or the sports industry in terms of security? Balance?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's balance. Again, I think it's starting with a professional services or a consultancy approach where people can come in and look at what you're doing and advise you in an unbiased way to figure out those best solutions. But I don't think it changes industry to industry.
Now, one of the key challenges now facing industries, as Elliot pointed out, is this whole thing of cybersecurity and data analytics as well, where, you know, we are using more data and stuff. How are companies coping because of the severe lack of talent in these areas?
Yeah, I think the severity of the lack of talent varies by region, but I think it's a very good call out, Brian. I think we're all trying to invest more and more in recruiting talented people in this field because it's just an exploding opportunity. And so we spend a lot of time recruiting, trying to find the very best talent, but it is certainly an area that's ripe for opportunity.
Mark Bunting, Chief Marketing Officer for Rackspace, in the studio talking about what professional sports can teach us about digital transformation. Last question, let's have some fun with this. You talk sports and you wouldn't think that the esports, well, be worth a whole lot more money than regular sports. What is the big deal about esports and why does it command so much more money?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know the exact answer to that question. I think, to your point, Brian, earlier, there's some generational influence on that. I know in my own household, my youngest son was very much an e-gamer, and it used to drive me crazy because my generation, I went, get outside, grab a ball, get out of the screen, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is, I think the connectivity says a lot about us as human beings. The fact that we want to be connected, that we want to have a community, and just because my community was face-to-face on a baseball diamond and his community might be on video chat, I don't think it lessens. It's taken me a while to get to that.
To accept it.
I guess that's the truth. And by the way, I shouldn't say that because he'd be embarrassed. He was a great athlete too. But I think it's just about this idea of connection and community, and esports provides that. And I mean, how cool is it that I can sit and game with a friend halfway around the globe mm-hmm. in the middle of the night? I mean, what a fascinating opportunity. And digital transformation, these connective tools we're talking about, are what power that.
And also, just to take your point on gaming and powering that, one of the key lessons from sports is really the gamification of learning tools online. Yeah. So a lot of corporations are using gamification techniques to teach their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And I spent a couple of years at Apollo Education, which is University of Phoenix. And so I spent a couple of years trying to figure out what these next generation learning tools look like. But you nailed it. I mean, we are all now getting acclimated to a certain way of ingesting content, and education is no exception. And so we want the gamification. We want that learning to be interactive, and we want it to be entertainment.
Well, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming by the studio. We've been speaking this morning with Mark Bunting, Chief Marketing Officer for Rackspace.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.